Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The United States ambassador to Israel says that Israel can annex Judea and Samaria. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, there was a very controversial statement made this week by the United States ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and he said that Israel can annex the West Bank, or Judea and Samaria. What do you know about it?
Well, we should point out that he did throw in a caveat. He said that the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria would be likely to be annexed to Israel at some point. But yes, a lot of speculation that this is due to personal discussions between two close friends, Donald Trump and David Friedman. And yes, it's to be reflective of what this peace plan may aim for, that Israel gets the Jewish parts, Judea and Samaria, where Jews are living. There's 500,000 Israeli Jews living in various communities now today. There was only about 50,000 when I moved to Israel in 1980s. Then, of course, there's another 180,000 in the eastern parts of Jerusalem that Israel has already annexed some years ago. Basically, you have 500,000, and those communities, he's saying, would remain. And really, Jimmy, there's no realistic peace plan that's going to involve another evacuation of Jews from their homes like took place in the Gaza Strip. It was tremendously, you remember it, distressing. It was only 8,000 people that were removed from their homes. This would be hundreds of thousands. Whole cities would have to be taken down or turned over to the Palestinians. This is just not going to happen. And so David Friedman is being realistic. But yes, it may be part of what the president will include in his peace plan. So it will be October, November before a new government will be formed, and then we'll know exactly what's in it. But interesting comments indeed, and of course, very much blasted by Palestinian leaders.
David Dolan with the details on the U.S. ambassador to Israel's comments on annexing Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The statement by the U.S. ambassador to Israel has become very controversial. The Palestinians have said that this will not happen. But remember, President Trump gave permission to Israel to annex the Golan Heights. It seems logical that the United States would approve the annexation of Judea and Samaria as well. We must realize that the Lord has promised this land of Israel, all of Israel, to the Jewish people. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, the land covenant. And then also the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel made the same statement in Ezekiel chapter 36. And in verse 22 of that chapter, the Lord says that he does this for his holy name's sake. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...